Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
March 19th, 2022, here at Radio Law Talk with Denise Dirks, Todd Kunin, myself, Frederick Penny, and our producer, Cal Hunter. Wonderful day with the three of us just starting to make our day more memorable from our injuries, sickness, and actually I feel pretty good, but I just mind losing my voice. Denise, you're sitting down. She was, her back was hurting for a while. Oh,
well, I know I'm going up and down. I have to do both, so.
Yeah, I'm glad you're doing
it. But I did forget that I couldn't talk into my mic if I'm sitting down.
That's exactly right. And Cal, you're doing okay, though. Fine. We got Cal okay.
Yeah, isn't this crazy? I mean, there was a while earlier on when I had anemia and I looked like Homer Simpson, all yellow. But no, I'm great now.
Yeah,
I'm doing great.
What a bunch of numbskulls.
Yeah, well,
call us at 855-LAW-RADIO and tell us what you think we should do for our little ailments, and then that can help us out. 855-LAW-RADIO.
We're going to have to get trainers on staff just for the show.
There's an
ambulance waiting outside just in case, like they have at all the sporting events.
Masseuse? We need to, like, be Benjamin Button.
Yes, reverse aging.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wasn't that an interesting, strange film?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, we need to seek legal counsel if you have any issues. Don't listen to us or talk to us. We're not giving legal advice. We're talking about general topics of law. Go to our website, RadioLawTalk.com, to read our disclaimers. They'll put you to sleep, so don't let anybody read it to you while you're driving. It's very dangerous. Today, we're going to have a case or no case. I mean, third hour. We're third hour now. Case or no case. We're going to talk about the Seattle crane collapse case. Popcorn toss man case. We're going to talk about Sandy Hook gun maker settlement, and then we're going to talk about the Parkland school shootings. What's going on in those cases, and the latest on the Peterson trial. What's going on? We got things up to date. That's Radio Law Talk's the place for you that you want to listen to and hear what's going on, because we've got things like right to the minute. Sometimes on Saturday, we're here on Saturdays 9 to noon Pacific time every single Saturday. It's very rare that we're not here. If it were not, we're playing the best of. But what it comes down to is, look, we're your one-stop shop. We're going to try to entertain you a little bit, but this is really the one-stop shop. I don't know any other legal program that's as big as ours nationally that covers what we cover.
And, you know, the interesting thing, and it sounds like we're tooting our own horn here, but the interesting thing is, when you might hear about a lot of the things that we cover during the news, on all the major networks, the major news outlets, Monday through Friday. But what I guarantee you, and no express or implied warranty, I'm using that as a facetious guarantee. But what I'm going to tell you is you're going to find different takes on maybe some of the same stories, but things that aren't covered, a different way to look at it. Because, you know, that is – those are news stories designed to placate and talk about the mainstream issues that everybody talks about, but – we like to peel the onion on it and talk about, oh, what's really going on behind the scenes.
Yeah,
that's where you can get the insights, which really helps out on the dinner table conversations and
right.
stuff like that.
Like the Alec Baldwin thing that we, Alec Baldwin, he's trying to get out of, wait a minute, this is standard procedure. What normally happens in a case is trying to get your arbitration clause, you know, instilled, and you know, it's just normal, right? Excuse me. So I'm losing my voice slowly but surely. But look, we're going to talk about those things. But the most important thing people are here for is our third hour, case or no case.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay!
Robert Boone lives in Tennessee, Nashville. Robert Boone is a fairly well-known music producer who works for Sony Music, one of the biggest labels of all time. They buy all these record catalogs. I mean, they're huge. Every morning, all of the producers meet with the A&R man to listen to songs. If a producer likes the song, he's responsible for it all the way through production to release. But Robbie, as he is called, has an issue with gambling.
And March Madness comes up as he's the man who rides point in the office betting pool, and he takes it seriously. Some people say way too seriously. Robbie made up the bracket sheets and schedules for all the teams, printed them up, handed them out in little collated packets, and his manager was disgusted with all of this, as Robbie was with himself. He called Robbie in and said, Robbie, you have a gambling problem. You've gone on rehab leave for gambling addiction, and this pool takes a lot of time and resources, and you're getting a little crazy about it in terms of trying to collect from people and all of that stuff. So, here's your final check. You're fired. Robbie said, wait a minute. I have a known addiction. You've got to make allowance for this under the law. You have to. They said, no, we don't. Here's our allowance. Here's your final check and your severance pay. Get out of here. And so he said, you don't have any specific policies on gambling. You just made it up as you went along. And they said, well, we know that they may not have great policies, but we know this. You violated them, you're gone, you're out of here. So he immediately ran to a lawyer and said, I don't think this was a justifiable firing. I want my job back. And I ask you, Denise Dirks, is this a case or a no case?
So the question is gambling addiction a disability that has to be accommodated? Does that sound like that's the question?
Well, I think it might be a core question. If I were in your chair, I would sure wonder that, yeah.
So as a producer, well, I don't know in Tennessee if they're at will or not at will employees. That's the first thing. I don't know if he's a contract.
Full-time employee.
Full-time staff employee. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's going to come down to at will versus accommodation. You know what? I'm like so far ahead of everybody that I'm gonna say just something fun. I'm gonna say that this is a case and it has not been decided yet.
All right,
it hasn't been decided.
Fair enough. All right, Mr. Penny, what do you think?
Stop being so fun, Denise.
Yeah,
that was too more fun.
Wow, I was laughing my head off.
I was like, woo!
Oh my
joviality.
Gosh, that was phenomenal.
This is
so funny.
I think I owe Denise money. I should pay for an answer like that. I had so much fun hearing it.
I think she was just taking a flyer.
Poor Denise. She's looking at us like you. She'd probably say a word if it wasn't on the air.
Hey, she's telling me I'm number one.
I'm at 45. Todd is at 38.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
And Fred is at 39.
Translation, she's Bill Belichick saying, look at the scoreboard.
Scoreboard, buddy.
I'm smoking you guys. Well, this is what I'm going to say.
Okay.
Now, you said this was over the selection, the NCAA.
The office pool. Yeah. Right.
Well, since that's what's going on right now, Cal had to make something up to make it look like, you know, some office pool situation. This is not a case. This is just a scenario that's going on all across the country right now. You've got people doing their little. Last night when I was at the NBA basketball team, I was asked, "Well, what does your bracket show?" I said, "I don't show any bracket because I didn't do it." But all I know is one thing: if you pick Kentucky, you're screwed.
Wasn't that interesting?
Wow. Well, see ya. All right, that's it. No case. Cal made it up.
Todd Kuhnem, what say you, my friend?
I think this doesn't hinge as much on whether or not a gambling addiction is a recognized disability. It does in part. Here's the issue that I see. Everybody else was engaging in it. He's the only one that got fired for it, and he only got fired because he had been to rehab before. So going into rehab, any sort of rehab is the issue that they fired him for that. Plus, even though you're at-will employee, if there's anything in your employment contract that talks about progressive discipline, hey, the employer may have waived at will if they have a progressive discipline policy. They didn't provide it to them. All that is to say, this is a case the employee wins.
Ooh, nice. I could get some points here. When we come back, we're going to find out who's the winner and who's the loser.
We'll also give you a few
losers.
losers. Gives you fairly common tips. If you are in an office pool, some things to look out for. Because
right.
This can come and bite you sometimes.
I will.
Be careful. Yeah. So, Fred, thank you. We'll be back with more Radio Law Talk in just a little bit right here on many local radio stations and LawTalk.com. Stay tuned.
You found Radio Law Talk.
Commercial
specials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they were able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. That's...
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And other factors.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
All advertising. This is Radio Law Talk, and now back to the show. Here's Fred, Todd, and Denise.
Yeah, welcome back to the most exciting, entertaining, and sometimes informative show on earth. You know, you never know what my voice is going to sound like the minute I start talking. We're doing Case or No Case, Cal.
Yeah.
Give us an overview and tell us what's going on.
Guy in Nashville, Tennessee with a gambling problem runs the office pool, gets into the copy machine, paper supplies. In fact, he does his job better in the office pool than he does as a music producer. And so his company said, well, you know, we've sent him away for gambling rehab, and we have a moral turpitude clause in the contract. And I think that he's getting a little crazy on this gambling thing, so let's cut him loose. So they decided to cut him loose. He said, you can't. And Todd said,
I said, case the employee wins.
And Denise said,
I said, case, but it hasn't been decided yet.
Yeah.
Okay. And I said, no case. It's all made up.
Fred, you have so little faith in me sometimes.
No, because it's the office
pool. And by the way, your lack of faith is completely justified.
Yes! Hey, Denise, what's the points now?
Oh. Well, see, you were at 39, so now 41. I'm 38, you're 41, she's 45.
Mrs. Bragger.
By the way.
He's catching up.
I want to wrap this up for you because it's kind of important. Most companies have rules about gambling on premises, and it's technically against federal law. We all know that, but people do it anyway. But the first thing, if you're going to do a pool, make sure you know that if gambling is allowed in the office, and tell HR you're going to do it. Make sure your human resources people know you're planning on doing this is the best advice I could find. And then find out if the company limits your use of equipment and supplies, and go from there. You know, that's you've just got to be careful and protect yourself when it comes to
I haven't
to
heard
doing
about one
like
going
that.
On in our office, so I'm not worried about it.
Every pool that I've ever been involved in, and I never win them, but it's never been for money. It's always just been for bragging rights. Who could pick the winner? And nothing else. So a lot like our case or no case, but look, I didn't even get a potential dinner out of having a good pool. I go to get any dinner out of our case or no case either if I keep up my less than stellar performance.
There's a Florida man that was a retired SWAT police officer, commander, in Tampa. He goes to the movie theater with his lovely wife in 2014 and enjoying life. They go sit down. There's not a lot of seats toward the top, at the back of it, right? The back of the theater. And directly behind him is another individual, man and a wife, in his 40s. This man was in his 40s. And they're sitting there, and the man apparently is talking on his phone to the babysitter, worried apparently about his child or something to that effect. And this individual man, the Florida man, turns around and basically says, can you stop talking on your phone and knock this off? Apparently it didn't work, and so this 71-year-old Florida man goes to, well, at the time, I don't know if he was 71, he was 71.
He was 71 at the time.
At the time, okay.
Yeah.
Got 71 at the time. He gets up, goes and tells the manager. Tells the guy, hey, we got a problem here. This guy keeps doing it. Manager comes out. Apparently, allegedly, that's the individual behind the man that is complaining. And I'm going to call him the former retired SWAT commander, gets upset that he brings the manager in. And apparently he turns around, the older gentleman that's the police SWAT, former police SWAT commander, and the guy behind him throws popcorn in his face. It's like, come on, dude. So, and apparently, according to the retired SWAT police officer, this man then threatened him. His name was Olson, and lunged toward him. And he reasonably believed that his life was in danger because he said he was yelling at him, reaching toward him, and coming toward him. So he pulled his gun out. He carried and shot and killed the guy. So the question is, popcorn in the face. First of all, the rule is don't throw popcorn in someone's face. You don't know what they've got, right? And the second thing is, was that justified or not? And does anybody know what the jury thought?
I know what the jury thought. Do you know what the jury thought?
I do.
Yes.
This is where sometimes I question Florida as a whole state because I don't see that. Well, the facts were diverging. Part of the facts, the man who shot the other guy, he basically said the other guy threw a cell phone in his face, and the popcorn first and then the cell phone, and then acted like he was coming over the seats to attack him. And so he was claiming he was justified in shooting him. He also shot off the other man's finger, or the other man's wife's finger as well. And
all with one shot.
Because that the testimony was that she was reaching to bring her husband back and keep him from going over the seats. So the question is, if you get hit with a cell phone in the face, does that justify killing somebody?
The answer is no to a cell phone in the face. But if you reasonably believe you're going to be harmed or hurt, the answer is yes. And was that a reasonable belief given the guy was lunging at him and the way the guy was acting before? I think he was justified.
How can you use death? You know, is it reasonable to use a gun to protect yourself from being physically attacked? The guy didn't have a gun. He didn't have any kind
of a
weapon.
I
don't know. I'm just saying.
You know, I heard, interestingly enough, I heard Chris Cuomo make this argument about the Wisconsin shooter. You know, said, why did he use a gun? I mean, at most, he was just going to get a really bad butt kicking, and he should have allowed that happen. That didn't justify him killing somebody. And it's like, and even if that was true, even if the worst you're going to get, so that's how we're going to interpret the law? If somebody's going to beat you up, you just have to let them beat you up, and you can't defend yourself with a weapon to save yourself? That's not the status of the law. And if that is the status, if people want that, they need to change the law. But the law is, if you fear death or great bodily injury as a result of the attacker, you're allowed to respond. We're coming up on a break here, but I want to come back.
Let's
to this
talk
when we come
about
back
this.
And talk about this just a little bit more.
Because I don't think Denise is way off, but
I agree.
I just think that the way the law reads, he acted according to the jury reasonably, and the jury found him not guilty. We'll be back after this.
Wow, what an interesting case, and you'll hear more about it right here on Radio Law Talk on your favorite local radio station and, of course, on RadioLawTalk.com. You stay right there, and we'll be right back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Here's Fred Penny with Penny and Associates.
When you or a family member have been injured in an accident, what should you look for in a personal injury lawyer? The first thing is an experienced personal injury law firm that is actually taking cases to trial. Hi, I'm Frederick Penny, managing partner and founder of Penny and Associates Injury Lawyers. For over 30 years, Penny and Associates Injury Lawyers has been successfully representing individuals and their families. At Penny and Associates, we're experienced trial lawyers, and we work with you to get the best results.
Go to PennyandAssociates.com or call 800-616-4529.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In. Ready to grow with you.
Keep listening for an exciting offer from US Med. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain and inconvenience of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. We'll tell you all you need to know about CGMs. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And with insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now to learn more. 800-251-7560.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
China has been warned. President Biden, in a high-stakes call to Chinese President Xi Jinping, warned of implications and consequences if Beijing decides to give aid to Russia. The Kremlin reached out to China for economic and military help after Russia was hit with sanctions from the West after invading Poland. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the ball is in China's court.
China has to make a decision for themselves about where they want to stand.
Russian forces continue to besiege the Ukrainian port city of Mariupol, where some of the heaviest fighting has occurred. Four American soldiers were killed when the aircraft they were traveling in crashed in Norway. The incident was unrelated to the war in Ukraine. The Marines were traveling in an Osprey when it went down in a Norwegian town in the Arctic Circle. Officials say it was part of a NATO exercise. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
Time to get back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station.
We're talking about popcorn in the face shooting in Florida, and we talked to Denise, brought in Stand Your Ground. What is that, Todd, and what is, as the former prosecutor and understanding the criminal law, what's Stand Your Ground? Florida has a Stand Your Ground.
Yeah, this one really came up in the Trayvon Martin case way back in the day in Florida, where the Trayvon Martin, the juvenile, the security guard, or the guy said that he was grabbing for his gun, so the guy shot Martin and was able to ultimately be acquitted. You citing the Stand Your Ground law in Florida, it is you don't have to run away. You can stand your ground if somebody's attacking and try to thwart the attack, even if that ultimately results in a loss of life. And I believe there have been a few modifications to it since the Trayvon Martin case, but it's still on the books. I do know in the case with the popcorn shooter, that was raised and initially by the defense pre-trial, and that defense was not allowable. It was found not to necessarily apply in this case. But the jury still found Mr. Reeves, the now 80 or 79-year-old, not guilty of the crime of murder or manslaughter. He was facing a life sentence if he was found guilty, but
because of his age, mainly.
Well, I don't know what the jury. Well, no, in sentencing, it would have been a life. It's not like. When you say that, are you saying that, you know, for some people, if it's a 10-year sentence, it's a 10-year sentence, but because he was 80 years old, it would have essentially been a life sentence?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, no, statutorily, regardless of his age, he would have been incarcerated for life. That's what he was looking at. You know, we talked about the Bill Cosby case earlier and how it was odd that the plaintiff would want a bench trial, a judge trial, as opposed to a jury trial. And I think this case represents, in one respect, why the plaintiff might have wanted that in the Cosby case. Number of years that have passed from the incident to when the trial would actually be going forward. So in the Cosby case, the incident happened in 1974 when Cosby was mid-40s. And any jury looking at this can be looking at this 80-plus-year-old guy, and it's going to be hard for them, because visually you see him there, to think that this guy was doing those things 40 years ago. They're not going to view him as a 40-year-old. And I think that the defendant in this case with the popcorn shooter, Reeves, benefited from that same phenomenon. He was 71 at the time. Now, 71 is still up there in age. You're, you know, still older. But a lot of aging can occur between the age of 71 and 79. This incident happened 8 years ago. So when a jury is sitting there considering whether or not it was reasonable for Mr. Reeves to fear for his safety, fear that for that he could be injured severely or even killed by the actions of a much younger individual, and the jury then looks and sees this much older gentleman there who walks in with a cane and has aged 8 years since then, it cuts in his favor, because I think that a jury can look at that and say that his fear for his safety is much more reasonable to justify the use of deadly force to protect himself. I think that is a benefit that he gets from that. You know, but that's what the jury found. They acquitted him.
Yeah, a lot of times we've got to be careful what we say here, because we didn't hear all the evidence. We're just reading what, you know, what occurred. But, you know, we all know as lawyers, sometimes there's a, you know, 2 week trials, and there's all kinds of facts coming out that aren't, you know, laid out in the news. So we don't know how he came across or what all the details are. So, but anyway, in Florida, there it is. What's the rule? Don't throw popcorn at some guy when you're in the theater. That's for sure. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, Fred, when we were on the break, I think you said, as you often do, yes, I'm going to suck up here. There was something very wise that Fred said, which is, you know, it's just not worth the fight.
Pick your fight.
Just let it go.
Pick your fight.
Yeah. Is that the hill you literally want to die on?
Right.
I mean, I don't think Reeves really needed to raise the issue about the cell phone use.
Exactly.
Or getting the manager for this one reason that we didn't go over before. All of this happened before the movie started. It was the previews.
Right.
And look, if somebody is finishing up a phone call with the babysitter during the previews, that's not where you, as you know, a disgruntled moviegoer, you know, goes over and he didn't need to go over and get in the guy's face. Yeah, the guy may have overreacted, but it was just if cooler heads had prevailed, right, somebody'd still be alive.
Well, obviously the wives were. The one wife was pulling the one guy back,
trying to pull her husband back.
Well, that was the way that it was presented. It could have been that she went
right
like this, you know, just
right
with her hands.
Well, she had her hand on his chest, and the shot that went and killed him actually nipped the end of her finger. That's how she lost the tip of her finger, was because she had her hand on her husband's chest trying to pull him back. When her husband
right
got shot, it took part of her finger
so
as well.
The fascinating thing is one person died, and another person, this elderly gentleman, lost the last 10 years of his life, basically.
Right. Wait,
quality
right
of his life,
right,
waiting for the outcome of this legal case. What a nightmare.
So I don't go to the theaters, by the way.
Yeah.
My wife's like, why
do you eat popcorn?
At my house.
Ooh.
Oh, that's true. At the suite, I do, yeah. So, no, I like, believe me, I like going sitting. I'm telling you, I'm weird. I do not like the theaters. I think I've been in a theater once in the past 10 years, maybe 15. I can wait 8 months.
Yeah, me
and
too
watch on my big screen TV at home privately and not worry about someone's popcorn, right?
More comfortable seats.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
Yeah, and you can stop it and get up and go do stuff. And, you know,
relax.
Fred doesn't sit still very
no
often.
Oh, I do when I watch a movie. I'm relaxed.
And one of the things about that, you know, if there's a silver lining in the pandemic, listen to this. There were some movies that were going to be released in the theaters that couldn't because of the pandemic. Nobody could go to the theaters, right? So those movies were released to the streaming services, I mean, on pay-per-view basis, on demand, but they were released there so you could see that. And then you see Disney starting to release more movies. They got sued by Scarlett Johansson. Love you, Scarlett. Because they released Black Widow at the same time it was released in the theaters, and they had all of that. But, look, I think movie studios started doing that because they realized, wait a minute, maybe we can make more money by doing this. And so you see more movies being released much earlier, sometimes simultaneous with theater releases, so that people like Fred can watch it in the privacy of their own home.
But yeah, the theaters have missed a trick, Denise and Fred and Todd. You know what that is? DoorDash popcorn delivery. Huh? Now, wouldn't that be great? You could watch a movie at home and have him bring one of those big old fatty tubs with all that gooey, greasy butter on it.
Hey, Cal. Look at Cal. There's
oh,
one.
Sorry.
Or an Orville Redenbacher. You can throw it in your microwave. It's just
it's not as good. No.
Yeah. Well, yeah, the thing is,
throw some butter on it.
That's exactly
you're waiting
right.
a half hour for DoorDash, and you get it in 2 minutes from the
microwave.
Oh,
you know.
Right. It was just a thought.
But I do agree. If you just get some canola oil and mix it with a little bit of butter, two or three cups, pour it all over your popcorn.
Exactly.
And that ought to be the equivalent, right?
There you go.
Okay, great, great.
I'm hungry.
Eat popcorn and lube your engine at the same time.
At minimal health risk.
Yes, at minimal health risk.
Families. What a sad, sad deal in Seattle. The crane collapse. Man alive. Talk about just taking a few pins out that shouldn't have been taken out. A crane collapses and kills a couple of people and injures others. And the lawsuit came before the jury. Apparently there's multiple parties that are involved in being sued, multiple defendants. There's everyone from the crane company to the construction company to everyone. Apparently three companies, Omega Morgan, Northwest Tower Crane Services, and Moro Equipment Company, they're claiming cause damages to mainly two families. One was a young 19-year-old girl that died. She was in an Uber. And then another one was an individual. Was he standing by the side? The 71-year-old?
Yeah.
He was just kind of standing nearby when this crane came tumbling down and killed them. $150 million verdict.
And there were two crane operators.
Right, that died, too. But that was maybe a workers' comp. I wonder if that goes into their workers' compensation. I don't know if they can bring – the remedy is workers' compensation. But, by the way, there's exceptions to that, and I don't want to get into all the details of exceptions. But of the $150 million, about $72 million was awarded to the Wong family. That's the 19-year-old. And about $52 million awarded to Just Dad's family. That's the 71-year-old.
Can I ask you a question about this, just as a general,
sure.
From a plaintiff's law standpoint? I mean, I find it hard to believe that any of the defendants would be arguing that their crane was not the cause of the death of the people on the ground, right?
Right.
So if a case like this goes to trial, is it more because they're arguing it wasn't our fault and this just happened, or is it because ultimately there's a disagreement as to what it's worth?
So we're going to be back after the break, and I'll answer that question.
Thank you.
All right, more Radio Law Talk coming up with some great discussion. And after this break, you know what's coming up at the end of the show, quick takes, and you don't want to miss those. More Radio Law Talk is coming up in a bit right here.
Remember, Radio Law Talk is available 9 to noon Pacific every Saturday, live on RadioLawTalk.com and on many radio stations coast to coast. Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com. Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show. Oh, come on.
This is Radio Law Talk with Frederick Penny.
So, Todd, you had a question for me. Repeat the question.
Yes, I did. So the Crane case out of Seattle, does it go to trial because you've got – primarily because you've got the operators of the crane and folks saying – that they should have no liability because their product or their machinery killed four people? Or is it more of a debate over it's going to trial because there's a disagreement about what the total amount, what the case is worth?
The answer is yes.
Oh, no.
Okay, so here's the answer. What happens most of the time when cases like this occur, there's multiple defendants, and the defendants are going to argue that the other defendant is at fault. And I've got a number of cases that are going on right now that's very serious injuries that are not cranes, but you know, you have elevator accidents and stuff like that. Who is it? Is it the hotel? Is it the elevator operator company? Is, you know, there's stuff like that. So everybody involved is brought in. The positive about being a plaintiff or a plaintiff's lawyer in this case is the defendants, generally speaking, are going to point the finger, right? So it's almost like they beat each other up and you stand back and go, I don't know, you tell me, jury, who's at fault. But a lot of it is experts. It's very expert intense, these cases. There's millions of dollars spent on experts on these big cases. But it comes down to usually one or the other defendant is saying, well, we're not at fault, or if we had a fault, we're a smaller amount. There was a case going on in Southern California. That's what we're fighting on. We're year five on this case, and everyone's pointing the finger. Omega refused to accept any responsibility in this case, which is one of the individuals that's the defendants here. So, yes, Todd, that evidence alone shows, if that's the truth, that they denied any responsibility. The defendants are saying, it's not me, and that's why it goes to trial. Mm-hmm. And that's what happens. Yes, it is also an issue of how much money, because, you know, if you take less money, a lot of times they'll just say, that, like the Omega or whatever the company is that's claiming they didn't do anything wrong, they'll chip in some money to help it go away. But the most of the time, it's the he said, she said, or the finger pointing. It's the defendants pointing the finger. That happens all the time. And guess who's making all the money?
The lawyers.
But to go full circle, it sounds like the Alec Baldwin case at the first hour, where he said, not me, not them, not I, right. but they did something.
That's what happens, and that's why the lawyers, well, defense lawyers spend, you know, sometimes can make millions of dollars just defending someone because everyone's pointing the finger.
Wow.
So, you know, that's the situation here. I think what happened, they went to jury trial because obviously they couldn't agree who was at fault. And or the defendants, and or how much to pay. So it was probably both. And guess what? That's why we have juries and judges, right? And that's how it got decided. So the next thing that's important. Tell me about Ravens Gus Edwards. What happened? Todd wants to talk about that because Todd goes, we got to finish this one because I want a quick take on this.
Yeah. Well, I'm just going to tell you right now. In life and in the judicial system, sometimes there are wrongs that need to be righted. And when a young man, a professional football player who makes $3.384 million per year, goes to a strip club wearing his $50,000 custom necklace and a $25,000 watch and takes a friend of his who's wearing a $60,000 watch, and they are robbed while trying to get back into their vehicle is waiting for the valet, that is a wrong. I can't even finish this with this.
I mean, what could go wrong?
That is a wrong that needs to be righted to take up space in the judicial system. That has to happen. Good
sarcasm.
Heavens, he is entitled to sue the strip club because the minimum wage security guards had the audacity not to get in the way of the armed gunmen that was taking his $60,000 watch.
Five armed gunmen.
Yes. You, security guard, need to take a bullet for me and my expensive car and my jewelry that I brought to the strip club. That lawsuit's been filed. We'll see how that one turns out for Gus Edwards running back for the Ravens.
Well, now, the allegation is that someone had told him that they had been set up by the valet.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So that's the allegation.
Yeah, we'll see.
And the valet was employees of the strip club.
So that's the lawsuit filed by
Gus
Edwards.
And they're out of all $1 bills at this point.
Yes. All this money stolen in very small quantities. Ones and twos. Yes.
That one came from Denise. That was awesome.
That's good.
Nice.
Now, if you're driving a fancy car and a valet gets in it, And you're in a sketchy place like a strip club, do you just say, well, that's okay. There's no risk here. What could go wrong?
Now, so much for my quick take, Cal. Thank you.
No, I'm just asking. Yes. I'm just asking. There's no question. But.
Yeah, that is true. That is, you know, if you let a valet take your car, you kind of have to, because this has been a theme in so many movies, you're essentially giving your keys and allowing somebody to case your entire vehicle, the contents thereof.
Trunk inside out.
Call their friends and say, hey, we got a live one. But, you know, you want to take Uber to the strip club. Much safer.
And much I apologize for safer. Taking your quick take.
Yeah, I'll get a different quick take now. I got 5 minutes.
Okay, we'll move on from that one. That was kind of interesting. We had to bring that up just because we had to have.
Yeah.
That's sometimes you just say to yourself, yeah, maybe I should just let the $50,000 gold chain go. But whatever, we're going to see what happens. I don't know that a jury's going to feel sorry for him, but we're going to find out. The sad part, the Sandy Hook and Parkland school shootings, we were going to talk about that as we end our show today, and it's gone by so fast. We really appreciate everybody being here. We really appreciate you listening to us, and we think we have a good time, and we have some interesting things to talk about. But the final one, let's talk about the sad part of Sandy Hook and Parkland. What's going on?
Yeah, so both of those incidents involved, there were lawsuits, obviously. Now, the interesting thing is who the defendants were in the lawsuits. For the Parkland, this is the one that happened in Florida, the defendant in the lawsuit, the entity being sued was really the government, the FBI, because of the claims that they had bungled the investigation, they had been provided with information before the incident that if they'd acted on it, might have prevented the incident. In Sandy Hook, the lawsuit was against the gun manufacturer for advertising that might have been aimed at selling a dangerous or deadly weapon. And
to younger men.
Yes.
To younger men.
And two different jurisdictions, too. The Florida one was obviously down in Florida, and Sandy Hook was, I believe, Connecticut.
Connecticut.
In Connecticut. Recently, both of those suits have settled. The Parkland shooter case, the families of the people who lost their lives settled with the government for $128 million to be dispersed.
Why the government? Why would this the government sue them in?
And it was because the FBI, the claim is the FBI had information that if they had acted upon that information, could have prevented the shooting altogether. They had reports and credible information that they could have relied upon. I'll tell you right now, based upon this lawsuit, and the settlement, the person that I think would be should be nervous is the school in, when was it, where was it, Michigan or Wisconsin, where the...
No, Michigan, yeah.
Michigan, where the kid went to school, and there was a meeting, and the,
right.
and the school told the parents, take your kid home, because he's made threats. The parents says, we're not taking him home, and the school put him back in class, and then murders happened later on that day.
And nobody checked his backpack.
Yes. If I was anybody to be nervous, I'd be nervous if I was that school and that school district.
That school and the parents, too.
Yeah. And in Connecticut, Sandy Hook, they resolved their case. And it
against
was
the gun manufacturer.
Yes, which hasn't happened too often in the past, but it did happen in this
case. Well, I thought there was a federal law that prohibited their liability.
Well most of the time
there was immunity, but they found a little way around it. The way that they alleged it was... the way that they were marketing it toward young male teens and young men who have problems.
Well, it's a marketing issue. You're right, Denise. Yeah. Out, and what falls outside of the protections the gun manufacturers have. And but you're right. We don't know what that settled for. It was confidential that we know. So,
the Sandy Hook one was, yes.
Yeah, that one, you know, who knows? All right, Cal.
Here's one thing we do know. It's time for quick takes. Denise, are you ready with your quick take?
I am.
You to go first, if you please.
Since the Theranos case is coming next week, and Bolwani is going to be accused, and he's the defendant in that case, I think that his best defense is, she did it, and point a finger at Elizabeth Holmes.
Yeah. Todd, you've got a quick take after I stole your good one, sorry.
Yes, I do. You know, Jussie Smollett claims that he'll no longer be able to work in L.A., Southern California, Hollywood. Well, maybe able to get a job at this strip club I know is looking for a new valet.
Oh, Fred, to the end of that one. Hey, wait. A drinkable sunscreen? What's next? Wearable sunscreen? Protecting yourself by putting a shirt on, pants, hat, and a ski mask. That's what's going to happen. We'll see you next week. Thanks for joining us. We'll be feeling better.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.